Yes and no. There's obviously a lot of new players since I was last here, and you know, it's almost like coming into a new group again, which is good in ways, and it's kind of refreshing. But I wouldn't say too much has changed, to be honest. Just the kind of expectations and the drive of everyone is probably a little bit different. That's the only thing. It's been a good couple of weeks, you know, in pre-season and that, and you know, being able to get involved a lot more than I was last time, and it's been good so far. Yeah.
A couple of draws in the last couple of games, it must have been important to get back to winning ways and so emphatically last night.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's something we look towards before the game as well, because we've got a lot of home games coming up now, and you know, it's important in the home games to beat teams, and obviously the likes of Waterford, we wanted to beat them well, and obviously for a couple of lads that haven't been playing and stuff, it's good to put your name forward for, like I said, three home games and three massive games for us coming up, so everyone's going to want to make some sort of impact as well, you know.
And a bit of an extra buzz around training this morning. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like you said a while ago, there were six different scorers as well, which is good, because everyone's, you know, it's not just the emphasis on one player, it's kind of everyone can get a little bit of a boost off that, and that obviously helps everyone as well.
As you said, three massive games now coming up in 7 days, and all at Turner's Cross as well, which is an advantage.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that we're going to want to take advantage of as our home form. You know, we've, the last 2 years, the home form in Turner's Cross has been really good, and you know, starting with last night, we kind of said to each other, right, we've had one or two, you know, poor away games, and obviously the game against Wexford was a bit of an exception, but we'd be looking for, if we have any ambitions this year, we're going to want our home form to be really good, like, and obviously starting with last night with Waterford and then moving on to Finn Harps.
Now, you were sort of started on the left last night. Is that something you mind doing, or would you rather be on the right hand side?
It doesn't bother me really. Once I'm in the team, I'm happy, but I'm comfortable. Obviously, I've played a lot more on the right side, but I think that was something that I kind of learned in my game last year, where I was kind of switching from both ways. The manager at Limerick last year liked us to maybe switch for 5 minutes and stay, yeah, you know, come and go, just to freshen things up. And you know, I kind of got a little bit more used to playing on the left, so it really doesn't bother me once I'm on the pitch.
How many matches, Ian, did you play last year?
I played every game last year. Yeah.
Obviously, study, like, you feel you'll come back as a better player now and every game.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you can only, the only way you can get better is by playing more games. And you know, when you get a run in the team and you're scoring goals and setting up goals and things, your confidence get a lot higher, and it helps you. Obviously, it gives you a lot more self belief, and it's something that, you know, it was probably the first season last season that I actually played every game for the whole season. So it was really important to me, and I think it's definitely helped me. You know. Yeah, 9 league goals last year, yeah. Which is, you know, it was my personal best, but the funny thing was I didn't actually score till after the break. So from July to November, I ended up getting 9 league goals, which obviously I wasn't happy with what happened before July, but, you know, coming into this season, it was something that I wanted to build on as well. And you know, obviously I only got my first one last night, so it was nice to get, you know, the monkey off the back, but... Yeah, it's definitely something I want to improve on. Huh?
Did you change your boots after the summer break or anything?
Last year? Oh, yeah. Those ones went straight in the bin. I must have changed them about 10 times just to try to get something.
But you had a lot of free kicks as well, hadn't you, last year that you scored from?
3 free kicks that I scored from last year, yeah.
And was it unusual, this kind of an unusual question maybe, was it unusual for a team that were struggling at the bottom, like Limerick, you ended up being player of the month for October, was it?
Mm.
Like it was some achievement for yourself being in a team that was kind of struggling.
Yeah, definitely. It was. To be honest, I got a massive amount of confidence from that, because it's not like everyone in this league knows. It's not. There's not many players winning, and it's not an easy thing to win. So, for me, that was massive to know that, you know, people were watching and people were saying, you know, you're even in contention for an award like that. So, yeah, it gave me a massive boost, and obviously because we were in, well, at the time that I won it, we were actually on a really good run, and you know, I was able to contribute. Which obviously helped, but yeah, it was quite strange. All right, that, you know, being in a team that was down the bottom of the league, and I think, you know, at one stage halfway through the year, Vinnie Farty won it as well. So two players from the team that ended up finishing second bottom, which was crazy. That just kind of went with the season we had last year. Yeah. You know what? It just gave me an extra bit of confidence to think, like, you know, you're not, you know, you can be a better player than what you think you are. You know, it just gives you that extra little push, and that always helps.
Limerick are obviously running away with the first division this year, because it hasn't back up in the Premier.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, even when we went down there in pre-season, you see the market's field and you see the setup they have, and you know, it's a club that's definitely building, and it'd be great to have them back. You know, obviously that'll for us it'll be a little local derby as well, and it'll be massive. So yeah, hopefully they get straight back up.
How important was it that they actually finally did get back into the Marcus Field? Like, it's the sort of description.
I think it changed. It changed the season last year completely, because it wasn't something that, you know, we were nearly looking forward to away games more than home games last year, because you were playing in Jackman Park. It was just weird. It was strange to describe it, because it was a small bobbly pitch. It was, you know, we were trying to play football and trying to, you know, expand the pitch, and it just, you could see the difference then when we went to the Marcus Field. Massive pitch, good surface and that. So I think everyone that went down there, you know, you see how good of a stadium it is, and they were able to get the crowds then, and that was definitely, I think it changed the season from last year, really.